Imagination is the key to success in all ramifications. Success cannot appear without imagination, baked in the oven of the human mind. All great and dreadful inventions the world over are birthed in the corridors of the mind. Therefore, for us to attract success, we must stimulate our brain power, which is the organ of the human mind. We have got to nourish our minds with good nutrition, just like we nourish our bodies. We have got to exercise our minds just like we exercise our bodies. When the human mind is fed with good ideas, humanity graduates from commuting by horses and camels to commuting via automobiles, trains, and airplanes. People then graduate from corresponding through telegraph to communicating via telephones as well as the internet. Undoubtedly, the internet is a wonder of the human mind. Conversely, when the mind is weak and redundant, it regresses into a workshop for evil works. It is said that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. That is why terrorists can brazenly decapitate their fellow human beings most gleefully. That is why armed bandits and other criminal gangs can degenerate to a state of wild animalism to kidnap and massacre defenseless students sleeping in their dormitories, as well as worshippers in religious places. That is also why a father will condescend to have sexual intercourse repeatedly for years with his daughter as well as granddaughters. When the human mind is polluted by vicious viruses and devilish ideas, any society could be in jeopardy. Now let us trace the footprints of one of the greatest minds of all times, the genius called Albert Einstein, whose accomplishments remain exceptional. Einstein was of Jewish descent. Born in Germany, he lived from 1879 to 1955. He was a theoretical physicist and a philosopher of science who developed the general theory of relativity. He is considered a genius and one of the major pillars of modern physics. In 1999, Time magazine conferred on him posthumously the Person of the Century Award. He is rightly described as one of the most intelligent people who ever lived. This great genius once said, "Imagination is everything." He also said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." Voila! And guess what Einstein also said? He once averred, and I quote, "I am neither especially clever nor especially gifted. I am only very, very curious." What a modest statement from a genius and one of the greatest minds of all times. Einstein was determined to explore life. He was not afraid of failure. The human brain or mind is no accident. They are designed to empower us to dominate the world. One primary problem bedeviling many people and countries is caused by the neglect of this incredible phenomenon called the mind. When the mind is malnourished, neglected, or even polluted, it results in all kinds of vices like corruption and criminality in general. Many people live with an extremely poor reading culture and a very poor research culture as well. Poverty of the mind is the bane of underdeveloped countries. Most people are more concerned about making quick money and are therefore impatient about going through a process. Human capital development is a panacea for underdevelopment and failure. Albert Einstein spent 2 decades trying to develop a unified field theory, but he failed. However, he refused to allow the fear of failing to discourage him. You must be prepared to take risks and to strive to defeat failure. Never allow failure or the fear of failure to defeat you or discourage you. What do you want out of life? Do you really desire to succeed in your finances, your health, your career, your relationships? If you really do, then you've got to aim very high. Do not allow the fear of failing or past failures to deter you from achieving your goals. If you desire to succeed in life, you must endeavor to be excellent at what you do. Develop your unique talents. Be goal-oriented because you cannot hit a target that you cannot see. Einstein was a man who was least concerned about praises. He listened more and talked less. He tolerated and valued criticisms. He invested in friendship and had a great sense of humor. In Einstein's opinion, anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. He believed that the tragedy of life is what dies inside an individual while such a person is still alive. For this genius, creativity is seeing what others cannot see and thinking things that others have never thought about. So you have got to diligently follow the positive tracks of successful people if you desire enduring success in various aspects of your lives. Once Einstein was set on a goal, it was very difficult to dissuade him as he always devoted himself to his goals. He was very tolerant of others. He was very respectful. He was not arrogant. Do you think you can imbibe similar virtues? Friends, if you want to attract success in every area of your life, you have got to stimulate your brain power. The human mind is estimated to process over 60,000 thoughts on a daily basis. So endeavor to maximize your thought endowments. Learn to brainstorm. What are your goals? To build a successful business, career, relationship, or family? It is possible to achieve such goals. Study the lifestyle of successful people like Einstein, Thomas Edison, and many others. We can all be mentored and learn from great minds through information. How many books have you read in the last 1 year? Lots of people these days would rather spend valuable time glued to their TV sets or smartphones, on social media, and spend time and money clubbing. There is absolutely nothing wrong in enjoying oneself or unwinding, but the lack of desire for personal development in recent times is a lamentable tragedy. In some societies, for instance, lots of people would rather spend valuable money attending comedy shows rather than invest money in personal development that would upgrade the software of their minds. Laughter is good for the soul, but it would hardly proffer solutions to life's numerous challenges. We cannot laugh our way out of adverse circumstances that confront us. We must therefore invest in good nutrition for our minds, which is the gateway to our ultimate enduring success. When you pursue the goals that make you happy, success will in turn pursue you. It is time to get to work in the laboratory of your mind. One fundamental human fear is the fear of failing, while the mother of all fears is the fear of death. But for you to be successful and happy, you've got to conquer the fear of failing. Ask yourself, am I successful in key areas of my life? If your answer is yes, then I sincerely congratulate you. But if your answer is no, then it is not too late for you to attract and embrace success. Yes, indeed, success in your emotional life, success in your financial life, as well as in your overall well-being. Someone may be successful financially, but may be a complete failure in nurturing and managing interpersonal relationships. That is why there are billionaires who end up divorcing their spouses and become veterans in the community of divorcees. When you achieve your goals and embrace happiness, then you will achieve success. Indeed, success starts with your decisions. That is the decision to expand your horizon by upgrading the software of your mind. This undoubtedly will attract success to you. Personal development will lead you to the realm of success, which was Einstein's formula. Mahatma Gandhi was a renowned Indian lawyer who led his country to gain freedom from British colonial rule in 1947. Hear what Gandhi had to say about the human mind. I quote, "You can chain me, you can torture me, you can even destroy this body, but you will never imprison my mind." Friends, the human mind is limitless, powerful, and indestructible. Undoubtedly, it is evidence that something beyond the natural is behind nature. The human mind is incredibly remarkable and outstanding. Who would ever have believed centuries ago that airplanes would be a possibility today? Who would ever have imagined the possibility of the wonder called the internet, Facebook, Google, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, cryptocurrencies, and so on, are all wonders of the internet? Do you believe that there will be flying cars in the future? Tell me, which is easier to believe, flying airplanes or flying cars? Do you know that there already exist flying hover bikes? You see, the human mind can achieve the extraordinary if it is well nurtured and applied. Indeed, we can make remarkable impact on world affairs if we'll exercise the power of our imagination. Now, let us introduce you to someone who lived centuries ago, whose tracks can impact anyone's life from one generation to another. He is commonly acknowledged to be one of the richest men who ever lived on earth. He is known as Jedidiah, which means beloved of God. You may have heard about King Solomon, King David's second son with Bathsheba, who ruled Israel about 3,000 years ago. Fortunately for those of us who would like to learn from his wisdom and even his foolishness, King Solomon left many clues behind that can enable anyone to achieve success and evade avertible setbacks. Be inspired to imbibe the positive clues that King Solomon left behind, clues that can insulate anyone from failure, which is the enemy of success. Here is what King Solomon said about the seasons of life. I quote, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh. End of quote. For anyone to achieve laudable success in life, it is essential to realize that there are different seasons of life, such as spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Even hurricanes and tornadoes have their seasons. There is a season to plant and also a season to reap what is planted. The season of setbacks and challenges are seasons to sow like diligent farmers. So, what can one sow when one is having mind-boggling and seemingly cataclysmic financial turbulence, marital turmoil, emotional upheavals, and even health setbacks? Such challenging seasons of life are times to plant seeds of wisdom, patience, courage, perseverance, focus, and hope. It would not hurt anyone to be hopeful and enthusiastic during tsunami-like trials of life. The reality of life is that difficult seasons sometimes usher in opportunities for success to be achieved. Our human character is molded and refined through our response to difficult situations. You may not be able to determine the circumstances you encounter in life's boisterous journey, but you certainly can determine your thoughts, because your thoughts mold your attitude and influence your response to adverse circumstances that you encounter. Now, what do you think is the difference between the 5th century and the 21st century weapons of war? The difference between medieval weapons of war like axes, bows and arrows, swords and spears, as against modern-day weapons of warfare like atomic bombs, cruise missiles, submachine guns, armored tanks, and the like, is applied knowledge through the power of imagination. Parabolically speaking, when light collides with the mind, it is called insight, and the result would be positive creativity and productivity. In medieval times, battles were fought with javelins, swords, spears, clubs, bows and arrows, but nowadays, wars are fought with sophisticated weapons such as hypersonic ballistic missiles, laser-guided precision missiles, machine guns, missile drones, armored tanks, anti-aircraft guns, aircraft fighter jets, Iron Dome missile shields, nuclear submarines, among many others. Through the power of the mind, humans are able to produce dreadful weapons of mass destruction, such as atomic bombs, as well as chemical and biological weapons. Do you know that great and positive ideas are nutrients for the human mind? When the human mind is well nourished, inventions take place. But when the mind is starved and malnourished, ignorance begins to pollute the mind like cancer, and the result is usually devastating. Unfortunately, lots of people are plagued by their diseased minds. Going to the moon was a brilliant idea baked in the oven of the human mind. The concept for building airplanes, ships, and automobiles were all remarkable ideas. But the mind has also been the oven for negative ideas, such as terrorism, kidnapping, rape, murder, and fraud. These are ideas that are baked in diseased minds. These are horrible ideas that attract sorrow and destruction. Undoubtedly, the human mind rules the world.